Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to I Have a Strange Story podcast. This is a podcast where two sisters retell strange and paranormal stories and stuff. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Rebecca. Thanks for joining
Welcome
us again.
Welcome to the show. That reminds me of Annie.
Aww.
That one scene. I don't know. I don't remember how it goes. If you rewatch that, Annie, as an adult, Jesus Christ, you'll cry.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I know. I cried so hard when I watched it because I cried because I was like, we related to this so much as kids. And I was all these kids were abused.
Yeah.
It's so weird, man.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. They did such an amazing job, dude.
Yeah, I remember really liking it whenever I was a kid. We watched that show all the time. Yeah.
Dude, all the time.
And I think that's when... Yeah, and I think that's when I started, like... You know, that's the first time that we saw Tim Curry. And it was really cool to, like, watch him as we grew up.
You had a crush on him.
Of course I did. I love gay men. I am in love with any gay man. Every time I see somebody on TikTok that I think is good looking, I immediately send him to Lindsay and I'm like, do you think he's my age and straight? She's like, no. He's not straight.
But wait a minute. Is Tim Curry, I thought he was heterosexual.
Oh.
Or bisexual. I thought he was into women. I don't know.
I don't know his sexuality. I just assume because he played Dr. Frankenfurter, but that could just
be an amazing actor. Yeah, he's just a good actor.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
We'll never know. I mean, we have the internet at our fucking fingertips, but we're not looking it up.
Are we not?
Oh, wait, are you? Are you? Because I'm not. I keep messing with my hair. You always had crushes on men when we were children. I'm just going to point that out.
Yes, it's true.
The amount of men, yeah. And then you had Jeff Goldblum was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a kid, I was like, that's fucking weird. I thought it was so weird. I remember you had a crush on Fred Savage, and I was like, that's fair.
Yeah, that
but
works.
But then you quickly moved on to Keanu Reeves after that. I don't know what happened. And like, we were kids.
Yeah. I had a thing for older guys. And then also, like, Jim Carrey was a big one of mine. I learned to raise my eyebrow because of him.
Oh, well, that's why you make that face.
Oh my God. You know the face. Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't think I realized that's where it came from.
Oh yeah. I became a very facially expressive person after I saw him.
Oh, that's so sweet. You learned how to do facial expressions.
I know. Off of Jim Carrey, which are all very attractive.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is very interesting that you say this because you know how I can do a lip curl like Elvis Presley?
Yes.
Yeah, like I learned how to do it because, oh God, I had a crush on Elvis when I was a kid. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, I guess I did have a crush on a man. Mm-hmm. I always had crushes on dead men.
True.
Yeah. I was like, I can never have him. I'll be obsessed with him the rest of my life.
He would have been perfect for me.
I will forever yearn for this relationship. Well, actually, in The Pattern, which is an app, it told me that Elvis and I were like really meant to be together. I don't know if he knew that, but
oh, bless him. Mm-hmm. He missed out on you. He's like, I was born in the wrong era, baby.
He was, but I think Priscilla, I don't want to like steal her thunder because they were an amazing couple together. Yeah. She was really good to him.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a huge fan of her. Yeah. But what's so interesting is that my story today is about Elvis.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Nice.
I know. I'm segued super right excited. Well, I guess I know. But before I go into it, do you have any announcements?
I do. I have a personal experience. So a couple of weekends ago, so April 29th was my birthday. And woo woo indeed. And I went out to a friend's house, and around April 29th, we were celebrating Beltane, which is like the middle of the spring and summer equinox. And it is, it's a pagan holiday of some sort. So anyways, this is a really cool time. It's like a time to celebrate, and it's whenever the veil is thinnest. One of the times of the year is whenever the veil is thin.
Okay. I was like, I thought that was Christmas or Halloween.
Yeah, there's multiple times a year, actually. It's not just Halloween and Christmas time. So anyways, so like I was hanging out with these people, and it was really fun, and it was my birthday, and there was a big fire, and like I had some really good wine, and I'm just standing there like at the fire, and I feel like somebody is standing next to me, and I look over there and there's nobody next to me, but you just feel like somebody is there. You know that feeling?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, girl.
You know what it feels like whenever somebody's next to you?
Yes. Shut the fuck up.
I know. That's what I felt.
Wow.
Wow. But nobody was there. Mm-mm. I know. And I had my hands in my pockets. And it felt like fingers slipped into my hand.
Becky.
It was so cool.
What did you do?
I just
did you shake them off?
No, I just let it happen.
How long did you feel the fingers?
For a couple of seconds.
You have brought something.
Yeah.
Through a portal to you. I don't know who it is. Didn't we think that maybe it was a past lover who misses you?
I was thinking that too.
That's what I think it is. I think because of what you've been doing and what you've been going through, you've opened some type of portal and you brought the fucker back, whoever it is.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool, dude.
I know. It was such an amazing moment. Like, it was really like, I am having a really good experience.
Yeah. Do you think there's any homework that you can do to learn more about this hand-holding?
Aww. Any more homework that I can do? Like, yeah, I could probably talk to a medium or a psychic or something.
Do you want to?
I hadn't thought about it until you just brought it up. So,
dude,
that might be kind of cool to do.
It would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I want to do that. I'm always so lazy. Like, if it's something is like, you can order, like, I ordered a sandwich today. And it was $30. Yeah. And I was like, it's cool. I really want that tuna sandwich. But if someone was like, hey, you want to go do a psychic reading for $30? I'd be like, for $30? It's like only food that I will spend money on.
Oh, man. We definitely have our priorities, don't we? Like,
yeah, it's so bizarre. Mine is always food. Like, even, like, I think you'll come over and I'll be like, I'm really poor right now. And I'm like, do you want this luxurious? Like,
oh my God. And then, but your tray. Fucking fridge is full.
Uh huh.
It I is know. Like, it's, you can't see the light in there. Lindsay's fridge is full. It's amazing. Yeah,
so is my pantry. Whenever the electricity went out, I talked to my friend in Spain, and she was like, your house is the house to be at. Like, she knew what my pantry looked like. And her boyfriend was on the call with me, and he was like, yeah, you'd be fine. Like,
yeah.
I love food, dude.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my experience. And that's the only announcement that I have. Yeah.
I want to meet this person.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I can do, maybe if I can talk to a medium, I can, well, I'll definitely talk about it on the show. So.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. Yeah.
That was like Abby.
Oh, good.
Okay. I think I have a announcement.
Do you?
I have a couple. Yeah. Cool. I have a new podcast.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't think I've talked about it on the show, but if anybody's interested, I have a solo podcast and the episodes are super short because guess what? Doing a podcast by yourself sucks ass. Like, if you didn't know, now you do. It's awful. You just talk and like nobody responds and you just feel like a narcissist. Everybody listen to me. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody listen to this story. It's very important. But either way, I retell like weird or strange things from history. It's called Strange History, History Retold. It's on Spotify and like everywhere else. But it, I mean, I don't really know how to describe it. That's unfortunate because it's my show. So welcome to the show. It's going to be great, everybody.
It is short, fun, interesting facts about historical people that you didn't know you wanted to hear.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. That's an elevator conversation about it.
I loved it. It is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying to pay tribute to stories that aren't really talked about a lot or like shining light. So like, I think one of my favorite ones I did was on Mary Todd Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Who is Abraham Lincoln's wife. And everyone is always just like, she's crazy. But like, then I told her whole life story and you're like, oh no, she's been through a really hard time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't know. It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. Anywho, check it out if you're interested. And I think that's it. Our Jolene episode is at 2,113 plays.
And then they were like, this is so good, we're not going to listen to any more.
How? It has to be a glitch. It doesn't make any sense. They were like, this is the end all be all of episodes. We don't have to listen to any more of their stuff.
Yeah,
they probably
exactly.
do so well. Nobody needs to listen to anything else they do. This
but dang,
podcast
Jolene.
Must be booming. I know, girl. Everybody, 2,000 people know you. How crazy is that? They know a story about you.
Yeah.
Mm. When I say it that way, 2,000 people have listened to us talk. Okay, more than that. Never mind. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Elvis. So my love of Elvis started after I saw Look Who's Talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. And that's where my love of John Travolta started. God dang it. I had crushes on men too, Becky.
You did. Look at this.
I didn't even realize
coming out
it.
Of the woodwork.
Yeah, so, oh, Jesus. What a therapeutic episode. So John Travolta loved Elvis and Look Who's Talking. And I loved John Travolta and he would dance and sing to it. And then I started loving Elvis because of that. And so I've liked Elvis since I was a little kid. I mean, I would say I was in kindergarten when that came out.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are in kindergarten, like 5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So long time fan here, everybody. either way. So dude, he's a Capricorn.
Oh, of course he is.
My love life with Capricorns is like crazy. Dad was a Capricorn number one.
Mm-hmm.
I married a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to a Capricorn right now.
Oh my God, dude.
I know.
Crazy.
It's nuts. Okay, so he was born in 1935, and he was actually born in Mississippi. He was raised by two very loving parents, and they were both like blue-collar workers. His mom was a sewing machine operator, and his dad like did just random work, but he'd been like a truck driver and everything. So they always really struggled financially. They didn't do well. But the one thing that his parents did do well is they showered Elvis with love and affection, and they like really focused a lot on him. He was their only kid.
Aww.
So I know love conquers all, but a little bit about them. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about Gladys, who was his mother. So unfortunately, a lot of this information is hearsay and it's not really documented very well. But from what I understand, there is information that talks about Gladys and that Gladys would have premonitions. and she would have dreams that would foretell events. So this is his mom. Mm-hmm. And so some of the stuff that she talked about whenever Elvis was a kid was that she knew that he was going to be a famous singer when he was older. Mm-hmm. And she told her friends all about the dreams that she was having. And then she also told all of her friends that, unfortunately, he was going to die at a young age.
Oh.
I know. And additionally, she saw the ghost of her mother who had passed away a few years prior. She would often see her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's his mother's background with the paranormal. His dad didn't have anything that anybody really knew about. So moving back on to Elvis. So that was his mother figure who he absolutely loved himself as well. So he became famous. I think in 1953 is whenever he became famous. And by 1956, he was like off the charts. Everybody loved him. Mm-hmm. He was the king of rock and roll at this point. But he had a very strong fascination with the paranormal. And he was convinced that there was more to the life than what we could see. So he's a spooky guy, Elvis is.
Yeah. Yes. He's like a spiritual guy.
He is. He was.
Wow.
So the most famous thing that happened to him that was paranormal, it happened in Graceland. Mm-hmm. And he was so terrified after this experience that he had to sleep with his bedroom lights on for days, which I can relate to because I've had to do that out of fear too.
Oh yeah, me too.
Right? So what happened is he was in his bed. His cousin was in there with him. His cousin's name was Billy Smith. They were really close. And even Billy witnessed it. And Elvis like shot up from bed and was like, oh my God, my mom just talked to me. He was like, she was just in the room. And this is after she'd passed. And what he described is that she stood at the end of the bed and she looked very happy and she was wearing all white and everything was kind of glowing, and that she walked around to where he was and she placed her hand on his forehead and then she just disappeared. But she looked very happy the entire time. So that was his one experience with seeing his mom. Unfortunately, it scared him, which makes me sad. But Elvis always had a lot of people at his house, and those people were usually family, like his cousins, but his cousins also reported seeing the ghost of his mother all throughout their house in Graceland.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, so he was kind of haunted.
Yeah, he was.
He also, so he was very interested in psychics, and he also had a psychic advisor and astrologers who were also advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So I also wonder if they knew about me and him, if they checked out our charts, like if they knew that we were supposed to be together. But one, the advisor, her name was Maria Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually met in person in 1969 when he was in Las Vegas. She was at his show, and she approached him after the show. And apparently there was so much like chemistry and magnetic like attraction, that they were in each other's lives for a very long time. And it's no secret that he would have affairs, but Priscilla knew about it and Priscilla turned her head to it. So that was kind of like an agreement they had. But this woman talks about how interested he was in her psychic abilities, and she predicted, the divorce from Priscilla. She told him he needed to stop using drugs because it was going to be his demise. Mm-hmm. And then she also told him that he was going to die of an overdose.
Oh man.
I know. I didn't get to look much up on her. But this leads me to the other stuff with Elvis, right? Some people don't think Elvis is dead.
Oh my God.
So I know I had to bring it in. I don't know. He allegedly died in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple reasons why people don't think he's really dead. It's because the story about how he died and what killed him doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say it was a drug overdose. Some people say that it was a heart attack. But then people say that the way that his body was found, so he's allegedly found in different ways. One way was the bathroom floor with his head in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, well, how did he die of a heart attack? And that, you know, it seems very sinister that he was found in that position, which that is a shocking position to find somebody in.
Yeah.
But he very well could have been not feeling good and had a heart attack. I mean, don't you feel nauseous when you have a heart attack?
I don't know.
I assume you would. I don't know either. But, you know, you just don't know. And so, mm-hmm. like, it's really kind of jumping to conclusions, which I'm really good at. So I'm, like, leading this, like, discussion. So the stories about, like, how he died and how his body was found, they're inconsistent, allegedly. And the other thing is that people just see him everywhere. So since he allegedly died, people would see him all the time in Graceland and Las Vegas, and then also on a cruise ship. Like, I guess people see him on cruises all the time, which kind of makes sense if he faked his own death. Like, he just, like, travels the oceans and goes to all these places. I don't know. And I don't know if it's romantic if he were really still alive or if it's sad. Because I don't know if you know much about what happened with him, but his manager basically fucked him over.
Oh,
and
man.
Took all of his money. Yeah. And so the reason why Elvis always played in Las Vegas is because his manager wouldn't let him go overseas. He could have, but his manager couldn't go overseas. I think that he was some type of convict. And so he couldn't go to Europe. So he made up some big excuse. And so Elvis never got to travel the world like he wanted. He was pumped full of drugs so that he would do what the manager wanted him to do. Because when Elvis would try to fight back, he would be punished by the manager. The manager almost bankrupted him.
Yeah.
And so Elvis is, like, the end of his life really fucking sucked. And, like, that's one reason he got addicted to drugs. He didn't get to live out his life.
Yeah.
Because he was controlled by the industry the entire time. They took his life away from him. And so if he did fake his death to get out of it, is it romantic or not? I don't know, but I hope whatever. I hope Elvis is happy without me. I'm just kidding. I hope he's at peace now. Bless his heart, man. Did you ever see the movie?
I didn't, but I've heard good things about it.
Girl, that movie was fucking good. I cried so hard.
Oh, man. I was just not expecting it to be that great. Like, but I always have that expectations of movies about people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll definitely see it.
It's on HBO.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Anywho, that's my story. Is he dead or alive? We don't know.
Yeah.
He was born in what, 19... I mean, he was born a long time ago.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah, he's pretty up there in
our
years.
Our grandma was born in 1928. Mom's mom.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's the only grandparent's birth date I know. I don't know anybody else's.
Good. Well.
I don't know why I know hers.
Yeah,
I think
that's weird.
Because I know. I had a conundrum when I was little because I was like, she was born in 28? Because mom told me that grandma still had a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, she was a pioneer?
She had a wagon.
They were really poor. Yeah.
I
remember as a kid, I couldn't comprehend it. And I was like, and you're telling me grandma's in front of me right now. And she drives a Chevy Astro van, but she drove a fucking wagon? Like, that's pretty nuts, right?
Yeah.
If you think of it that way, that's fucking nuts. Our grandma went from a horse and buggy to a big van.
Yeah. It is funny.
Anywho, that's that's my spooky, weird story about Elvis.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, I've got a story today also about a singer.
Okay.
And she's my favorite singer.
Okay.
It's Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I know. Well, I told you earlier, too, so... Don't act like you don't know.
Don't ruin it.
I know. I love calling you out on this kind of stuff, though. I think it's so funny. It's like, no, dude, we don't play like that. Don't you pretend to be surprised about anything.
Dude, I'm doing it for our poor listeners.
You know. I mean, I do it for them, too, so...
So, well, what you got on Tay Tay?
So Tay Tay, so this is a total I'm devoting my love to Taylor Swift right now, and just know that this is just an article or an artifact of information that I have found that I thought was interesting and related to the paranormal. You may have heard of this. You may have not heard of this. But some people speculate that Taylor Swift is a clone of Zena LaVey. And Zena LaVey is the daughter of the founder of the Church of Satan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So the Church of Satan was founded in 1966 by Anton LaVey, and the church is based on principles of individualism. You know what I'm trying to say. Personal freedom and the pursuit of pleasure. And its members do not actually worship Satan, but rather it's seen him as a symbol of rebellion against conventional society. And so that's an interesting group, for one thing. So she grew up like with just this, with this mentality of having individualism, you know, freedom and pursuing pleasure. And that's just how she was raised. I mean, to me, that sounds like Taylor Swift as well. Like the similarities in her parenting and growing up, she's very close to her mom and dad. Her parents are so supportive of her. And it seems like she has a pretty happy, like healthy relationship with her parents. And they did a lot for her too. But anyways, I guess I can go into that too. Like Taylor Swift's parents did a lot for her too. Like they were wealthy, but they also knew that she wanted to pursue her dream. So they made, you know, they took every opportunity possible to let her do that. I think that's just a really cool, like really cool parents.
That's a similarity between Elvis and Taylor.
Oh my gosh. I think that creative people, I mean, I can't say that for like everybody is creative, but like, I don't know, like having that good support system of your family is really important. Like more important than we know, I think. That we know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it earlier because I was, of course, I knew you were doing Taylor, and I was thinking of the similarities between her and Elvis, but then I brought Eminem in.
Oh yeah.
But Eminem didn't have support and he still did well. Cause I was like, is the common factor here love? And I was like, no, okay.
It ain't.
Maybe the love for his daughter is what helped him. Mm-hmm. Cause he really did. He loves Haley. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah. And so it's just worth noting that the Church of Satan is, you know, how we often portray it in the media as just like a bunch of black clad goat worshiping, pentagram drawing, spell casting weirdos. And you know, this group may have been a bunch of spellcasting weirdos, but that's what you get whenever you get people together that like support individualism and self-expression. So, you know, there's that.
That's true.
But, in reality, the Church of Satan, was just a way to promote that, and they didn't, you know, worship Satan or anything. But they just saw Satan as a symbol of rebellion and nonconformity. And, So with, Satan, the interesting thing about this is that Satan was like the favorite angel in heaven, right? Like God's favorite angel. And it was Satan who was like, hey dude, maybe we shouldn't make people worship you. Maybe, you know, we should like let them do what they want to do. And he was cast out from heaven and sent to hell for that.
Oh.
So this just makes sense, right? To worship Satan.
Yeah. Like yeah. I'd rather be with that guy, dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the tables have turned. Do we not see this? Like, anyways, so
I want to be the creative guy.
He's a creative guy. But anyways, but you know, that didn't stop people from freaking out about the Church of Satan. And so in the 80s and 90s, it was often portrayed as just a bunch of devil worshiping and baby sacrificing animals. And we're out to destroy everything good and wholesome in the world. And then Hollywood, of course, did their thing where they created Satan worshipers as the villains of TV shows, and just doing terrible things once again, like killing animals, drawing sigils and stuff like that. But there was an episode in The Simpsons where Bart accidentally joins a group of Satanists, and they just turn out to be a bunch of harmless nerds. So that's cute.
Yeah.
Like, The Simpsons got it.
Yeah, they always do, man.
Yeah. And then, and just the media amplified that, you know, like, because they were out and because they were a church, and they just were like, anything that's bad is going to be the Church of Satan now, because, you know, of course it is. But so Zena LaVey, she was, a former high, she is a former high priestess, of the Church of Satan, and was involved in the Satanic Panic in the 1980s. And there was, like I said, just allegations of satanic and abusive rituals. But then, she was more or less born into the church because she's the daughter. And whenever the news of, like, devil worshiping and the satanic panic blamed the Church of Satan, she was like, "Dad, what are we going to do about this?" And her dad's like, "I don't really care. Like, they can just do, they can just say whatever they want." And she was like, she wasn't cool with this. So she took it upon herself to speak up for the church and advocate for what they were doing. And so then she, like, that's how she got her title to as high priestess. So anyways.
Okay.
The similarities
It's the 80s is also whenever they destroyed Ouija boards.
Oh, yeah. That's around the same time they had the Satanic Panic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's just interesting, the time periods, and they just went after something that was different. They didn't like it.
Yeah, I think, well, it's that shocking name too, like the Church of Satan. Yeah. You're taking something that we associate a quote unquote good religion with, and we're giving it to the devil. Yeah. So that's like very triggering and very alarming, I think, to people as well. But as far as like the cloning thing that goes along with these two is like, you know, it's really hard to clone a person and it's illegal and it's unethical, you know, unless you're the Illuminati and probably are able to do it maybe. But the reason why people think that they're cloned is because they look so much alike. Like, it's a little bit uncanny about even sometimes the way that they did their hair, like the way she did, like she had a braid for her Folklore album. And there's another picture of her, of Zena, who has a braid just like her Folklore album whenever she was younger. Uh-huh. It's really cool. It's just really cool to look at them and see how comparatively they are physically similar. But then also just them being like this, these women who are creative and powerful, and they stand up for what they believe in, you know, like that's kind of a cool similarity between them as well.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think that anybody who thinks, you know, clone, I mean, I think that it's, I just think it's kind of weird now reading this information and learning about her, thinking how anybody would think that's a bad thing. Like, she gets cloned from this really amazing person. Yes, yeah. Then we need more of these people in the world. Do it. Yeah, so anyways, that's my Taylor Swift story.
Is there any relation? Like, did they do any, like, you know, 23andMe stuff with them to see if they're related at all?
I don't think so. And I don't know that that information should be in the public, you know, for celebrities, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, that information, I mean, okay, if there's a relation, you know, I guess people are going to just make their assumptions about whatever, but people may not like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just curious maybe if that's what they looked like.
Maybe I'm just worried about Taylor. Yeah, maybe. Maybe somewhere down the line they're related. Or maybe she's that twin that everybody has.
Oh, yeah. The information about your, like, background is going to be public information Because once somebody dies, HIPAA doesn't apply anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. like, you can do... There's nothing to protect because you're dead.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, you could figure it out. So, like, it's public information, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's that. And then, do you know if Taylor has commented on it? Like, has anybody talked to her about it?
I didn't find anything. The thing is, if Taylor... If somebody did ask her a question like this, she would just handle it gracefully and maybe even say, oh, yeah, she does look like me. And she sounds, you know, she would bring out all the good qualities of this woman, I think. Or she would just say, yeah, she does look like me. And that would be it.
Dang. I don't know how you become a person like that. Cause I'll be like, gee, gah, like, let me look closer. Dang. Like that does look like me. And like, I would be like, I don't know. I don't have the grace that she has. What a like fine young lady she is.
I don't know. She might be pretty dorky about it too.
You think so?
Oh yeah, totally. Like now that you bring that up, she could totally be dorky about it.
Oh, I was doing like a hillbilly accent when I did mine. I thought it was hillbilly, was it not?
I could not tell.
Oh, shit. I can't wait to re-listen to this. Because I'm like, everybody, I'm an actress. Excuse me.
Oh no.
I actually told somebody the other night. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not a good actress. Like like I talk about how I wish I could have been in plays and everything cuz it was fun.
Yeah.
Don't think it's because I was a good actress. It was just cuz it was fun. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not very good. So, we'll see. This will be my debut. We'll send it to, you know,
Hollywood,
me in a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, that's super cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the similarities as far as, you know, their creativity and their expression and their ability to stand up for themselves and what they believe in. I think that's really...
Yeah.
It's an interesting similarity, not only, like, physically...
I was looking up to see if Eminem had any paranormal experiences.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he would talk about that?
No, he doesn't talk about shit. I don't know if you ever see anything that I like. I'll repost shit on TikTok a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have a ton of Eminem in my feed. And all of his interviews, they're like, Eminem, what do you have to tell people? And he's like, don't watch this show. It's going to waste your time. Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he never really has any, like, he just wants to be left alone. And I get it.
Yeah.
So his interviews, he's never really nice. I don't think that he would talk about anything personal like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Also, I have a correction to make. Mm-hmm. Dad was not a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you got.
He was an Aries. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
At first I panicked because I thought I got Elvis's sign wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at the date range. I got his sign right. I got dad. Dad was an Aries, not Capricorn.
Well, I'm glad that we got that cleared up.
We did. Now we know. Whoo. Well, shoot. That was a fun, that was a fun doozy. Music. Yeah. If anybody has any stories that you would like for us to share, we would be very happy to share them. You can send them to us at ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And sorry, I really zoned out just now.
I know. I heard it in your voice and in the silence between me ending.
Oh, my word.
I could tell.
Yeah, if you liked this episode or our show, please tell us, you know, share us with your friends and talk to people about us and be like, you got to listen to this. And, you know, make them do it. And then give us a review and give us a nice review and take a snapshot of your review and send it to our email address along with your physical mailing address, and we will mail you some stickers. Or if you just want stickers,
yeah, hit us up. Yeah, we got a buttload of stickers.
Hit us up. They are free, my friends.
Can I tell you, I used to not put stickers on my Yeti,
mm-hmm.
but I threw caution to the wind,
oh.
and I did it.
Dang.
I know. It's not like me at all. I'm very, like, tidy and strict, and, like, I don't put stickers on stuff since my bunk bed when I was in preschool, and I regretted it, right?
Yes.
I did it, and I was like, this is tacky as fuck. I'm never doing this again. Well, today, so I put the sticker on there, and it says hot girl shit.
Nice.
And I just thought it was cute. It says it in red, and it's outlined in bright pink, and I was like, yeah, this is good. Hot girl shit. That's funny. So, but today I had a meeting, and I went to take a drink of work, a drink of water, and all you could see was this sign, and it said hot girl shit. And I was like, God damn it. This is so embarrassing.
This is what happens when you break your rules.
Exactly. Like, I let a little personality in. So I got to shove all that back down and never let it come out again.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for joining us. And I guess until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.